Kate Beliveau is a retired educator who's written poetry and plays and a children's book. She's also the artistic director of the Mask and Rose Women's Theater Collective in Bemidji. Here's Kate Beliveau.
Mount Everest and me. Lamaze breathing in and out. He, 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 pa. He, 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 pa. A woman in childbirth, perhaps, moving through that out-of-body experience, but definitely in the body phase labeled, I recollect, transition, bringing to silky daylight a small human to meet the other 7 million. No, really just a pushin' 50 woman breathing hard while putting on her not-broken-in hiking boots, on way to sit at the base of the mother goddess, Chomalungma, Mount Everest, Sogartmartha, goddess of the sky. Looking down at 25 moleskin patches, band-aids, cushion callus-clad peds that have 11 days and 12,000 feet altitude increase further journey ahead. Spiritual experience or dragged out on the back of a yak flits through this cranium as I survey the epidermal damage. You have good feet, madame, my guide to Mount E calls as I keep balance deftly on slippery rock. I wonder if he'd say so if I asked for a pedicure at the next tea house while we sit round yak dung burning in the barrel stove. You are 3 hours ahead of the Japanese on this hill. I walk with last trip, he say. I say, I can hear your voice, KP, to the Japanese on the next trek. You are 3 hours ahead of Minnesota woman with bad feet I have on last trek. What to do in Kathmandu, chimes in Bhakta, the Sherpa porter, age 18 going on, looks like 12-year-old, who will be walking 18 days in tennis shoes over hill and dale, glacier and scree, acclimated and anxious to get with porters around to the snookers at the next tea house. An apt metaphor as I call out from under lush Tibetan velour covers in my tea house room, giving birth to yourself each morning as a new human, with a few more added appendages, a.k.a. blisters. When the feet arrive at Kalapattur, the black outcropping, perfect roost for us Everest ravens, the Hindu chants rise like incense, the Belgians and Irish give a toast, and in the 5 a.m. otherworldly pinks and golds, Mother Goddess whispers, you made it.